It's magic! Magic, I tell you! While you hold a different item, you gain a special power! I'll teach you how to do it.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are answering a viewer email. This is from Danny Moss. He asks, why don't you make an episode on how to put an effect on weapons, like plus 20 speed? Well, thanks, Danny. We will! Last May, Mojang added new attribute system to Minecraft. An attribute is a property that can be applied to a mob, a player, or an item. It's a great tool for map makers. For example, you could add an attribute onto a diamond sword where, while I'm holding it, I get a knockback resistance, double the health, plus I get slowness added to me. It could be anything you want. This is done without needing to drink any potions or have any commands applied to me. Adding these attributes yourself can be very complicated, including crazy NBT tag strings and trees. But Crushed Pixel has made an MC edit filter that will simplify the whole process of adding attributes to your items in Minecraft. So let's see how it works. So first, let me show off what these attributes actually do and just an example of what you can accomplish. Down here, I have three things. I have a chain chest plate, I have a dark oak sapling, a book, and a diamond sword. And as you hover over them, you can see that the tooltips are letting me know that something is different on these items. See this negative 1,000 speed, plus 20 knockback resistance, plus 2 speed. These things are letting me know that something has changed with this sword. Now, these tooltips, you might miss them, because if you look at a normal sword, it'll give you something like plus 7 attack damage. So that's what you're used to seeing, and so now they're filled in with what has been added on top. So first is this chainmail armor, and I wanted to show this off because while I'm holding it, I not only gain the enchantment, which is plus 100% speed, but also this can be applied. If I take it out of my hand, you can see that the effect in the background is gone. But if I place it on my person, this also works. So you can either have it being held in your hand, or it could be something that you're wearing. It works both ways. Let's go ahead and take that off. Next is the little tree sapling. And I like to call this the tree sapling of seeing, because when I put it, I zoom in really far. What's happening is this is a side effect of the movement speed being so slow. In fact, I'm pushing my movement keys, and I can't move forward or backward because movement is so slow. But when you slow down your character, your field of view zooms in like that. So it kind of works as kind of like maybe a cool binoculars. You could see map makers doing something like that to zoom in on something far away. Next is the book, and I like to call this the book of knowledge or the book of speed, because this has added plus 2 speed to me, which makes me just run super duper fast all around. Really, really fun. And finally is the sword, and this diamond sword, if I switch into game mode 0, you can see that I now have an extra row of hearts because it has added plus 20 health, and it will also give me a knockback resistance if I come into any bad guys, which means that let's say I'm standing next to an edge and an arrow comes, I won't be pushed off because the knockback will not affect me nearly as much. Now, how do you create these things yourselves, you're asking me? Well, quite simple. Just because I happened to pick up some seeds, I didn't mean to do that. Let's just make these seeds into something very, very fun. The first step is in your game, you need to get a chest. And so we're just going to go into creative mode and search for a chest. Go ahead and plop that down and then place whatever item you want to change inside the chest. So we're going to put the seeds inside the chest. It doesn't have to be in the middle. It can be really anywhere. Then go ahead and hit save and quit to title and quit the game of Minecraft. What you're going to be doing is opening up an application called MC Edit. We've showed this off in the past. MC Edit is, by the way, hi chat room back there. MC Edit is great because it will allow you to do lots of things that you can't do in the normal game of Minecraft. We're going to load up our attributes world, and we're dropped in. Let's go ahead and zoom out here. And we did a whole course on MC Edit. So if you want to learn more about everything that I'm doing, you can go check out our course. This is the block that has the chest in it. And if I click once and click a second time, I have selected that chest. If I double click really quickly in the select mode, I can actually see what's inside. And you can see that it's seeds. So now as this is selected, let's go ahead and go over to our filters. I've already downloaded the filter, which is in our show notes if you want to check that out. It's the add attributes to item filter. And this is can get a list of your filters here. And so we can add a few things to this item. And let's go ahead and mess with the speed. I like messing with the speed because it also messes with your field of view, which means that you can see it immediately when you pick up the item. So let's go ahead and add. Now, speed is very interesting because even if you do just speed 2, you are moving very, very, very fast. And these are in increments of 0.1, as you can see. So if I just do 1, it'll add only 0.1 speed. If I do 100, it's going to add 10, which is quite a lot of speed. So you'll see that when I pick this up in game. Hit filter. You can see at the bottom that there's an unsaved change, and you have to save it before you quit out of this game. I can do that with Command S, and then go ahead and quit out of this with Command Q. Let's go ahead and open up Minecraft again. Go ahead and open up our world, and you can see this chest here, and we have the seeds. If we hover over it, it has plus 10 speed. If we throw that into our hot bar, put it active, you can see that our field of view automatically goes crazy. The filter was correct. And just to show you off what plus 10 speed looks like, whoa! It's definitely very, 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 very fast. So fast that my world cannot load on my hard drive fast enough before I get to the end of it. So that is how you add attributes to items. If you would like a list of all of the attributes that you can change, there's a link to the wiki in our show notes, as well as a link to Crushed Pixel and Seth Bling's MC Edit filter. So go ahead and check that out. If you have a tip that you'd like to send our way, or just send us some feedback, feel free to email us, mail@omgcraft.com. And if you're not already, subscribe to the show at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.